بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ووالاهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، وبعد. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما هذه الحياة الدنيا إلا له ولعب، وإن الدار الآخرة لهي الحيوان لو كانوا يعلمون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: كن في الدنيا كأنك غريب أو عابر السبيل. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الدنيا سجن المؤمن وجنة الكافر، وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama ikram, respected elders and brothers, it feels like just yesterday that we were ushering in and we were welcoming this very, very beautiful, auspicious and blessed month of Ramadan. And it feels just like yesterday that our respected ulama, our respected prophet took to the musallas. Allahu Akbar, commence the Taraweeh, Alif Lam Mim, Dhalika al-Kitabu la Rayba Fi. And just like that, in the blink of an eye, in a flash, here we already found ourselves at the back end of the month of Ramadan, in the closing stages of the month of Ramadan. We were counting day 1, day 2, day 3, and all of a sudden we're counting day 21, day 22, day 23, and everything in between went past like a blur. And my dear brothers, this in reality is the fleeting nature of this dunya. This is the reality of this dunya. Dunya is moving along very, very quickly, very, very rapidly. Time is going by very, very quickly. The teenager who today is matriculating, is in high school, he's matriculating, he feels like just yesterday I was a small child, a 6-year-old, a 7-year-old, going into grade 1. The person who's reached middle ages, the middle ager, the person who's now burdened with the responsibilities of running a home, with the responsibility of bringing up children, all the responsibilities on his shoulders. But he feels that just a day or two ago, I was a carefree teenager, with no burden, no worry whatsoever. And the old man who's grown old now, his legs can no longer carry him. His back has now become bent. That person can remember very, very clearly, like it was not long ago, that now that he was a young person in his prime, full of strength, full of vigor. We as parents know it very, very well, my dear brothers. It feels that just yesterday, we're becoming parents for the first time, a mother for the first time, a father for the first time. And like that, in the blink of an eye, our children have already grown up. And now they have become of marriageable age. Or they are already married. And some of us have their parents and soon become grandparents. So this is the fleeting nature. This is the temporary nature of this world, my dear brothers. This world is a very, very deceptive place. This world is a very, very deceptive place. A person in this world lives, and he gives his heart to this world. He gives his heart to this dunya, expecting the dunya to give him back satisfaction, expecting the dunya to give him back some sort of solace, some sort of contentment, but only to find that this dunya will lead the person on. It will lead the person on and lead him on. And he's still looking for that satisfaction, still looking for that contentment in the things of this dunya, in the glitz and glamour of this dunya, in the lust and the greed of this dunya. It will lead him on, only to realize at the end that this dunya only made him tired, gave him anxiety, it gave him worry, it gave him stress. A dunya zillun zail. This dunya is nothing but a fading shadow. It is a fading shadow. A person wakes up in the morning and he goes and stands outside in the sunlight. And the entire day he's trying to catch his shadow. He's chasing after his shadow. He will chase, he'll become tired, and he will never be able to catch his shadow. And then the sun will set. The sun will set and his shadow will disappear. And then the person will realize that whatever I was chasing after was nothing but an illusion. Likewise, this dunya, my dear brothers, the person will chase after the fading shadow of this dunya. He will chase looking for that satisfaction, looking for that happiness, looking for that contentment in the dunya. And then when the sun of his life will set, when the sun of his life will set, then the person will realize that all of this was an illusion. All of this was something just mesmerized my eyes. There is no reality to this dunya. A person will give his life to this dunya. He will strive for this dunya, expecting dunya to give him something back in return. But the only thing this dunya will give him, my respected brothers, is this dunya will destroy him. This dunya will lure him on, and this dunya will destroy him. Like that fish in the water, the only thing it sees is the appetizing baits. Al-Nabi said this dunya is hulwatun khadiratun. The dunya looks very appetizing. It is very, very green. It is very, very sweet. But it is only on the outside. Inside it is stinking. It is rotten. It is poisonous. It will lead a person on. That fish in the water, it sees that bait. It sees that bait. It looks very appetizing, very enchanting. And that fish will make the big mistake and will go and bite onto that bait, not seeing the hooks that are hidden in that bait. And it takes that first bite of that bait, the day after, this fish now becomes the meal of some person, in the oven of some person, on the plate of some person. A person will chase after this dunya, hoping to get something out of this dunya. This dunya will lead the person on, and only make him forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and only make him forget his purpose in his life. And the dunya will lead him on and eventually destroy this person. Ibn Abi Dunya rahimahullah mentions in his kitab Dhammu Dunya. He mentioned one day Isa alayhi salatu was salam, he saw this dunya in the form of Ajuz Hatma, an old haggard woman, Hatma, with missing teeth. But this old haggard woman had a lot of jewelry on her, all finery on her, jewelry on her. So Isa Hadisim asked this old haggard woman with missing teeth, "Oh dunya, how many men did you give your hand in marriage to? How many people did you give your hand in marriage to?" Dunya replied, "I cannot even count how many people I have given my hand in marriage to." Isa Hadisim asked, "And dunya, tell me, all these men that you have married, what has happened to them? Have they passed on? Or have they divorced you?" Dunya replied, "They have not passed on. They have not, they did not divorce me. Rather, I was the one that murdered them." Isa al-Salam said, woe to that person who falls in love with this old haggard woman of dunya, falls in love with her, and he does not take lesson from the many, many husbands of the past who married this dunya, who fell in love with this dunya, became committed to this dunya, only to find that this dunya destroyed him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in a hadith, my dear brothers, "Wallahi mal faqr akhsha alaykum, O my sahaba, O my ummat, O you and I, my greatest fear is not that you will live a life of poverty. That I can still stomach, that I can still see, that I'm still prepared for. But what is my greatest fear? My greatest fear is that the dunya will be given to you. And you will be fall hook, line and sinker for this dunya. You become mesmerized by this dunya, enchanted by this dunya. And then this dunya will lead you to violate the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The love for the dunya will create lust in your heart. It will create greed in your heart. It will make you vie with each other in trying to amass this dunya. And this will eventually lead to your destruction. This dunya is a very, very big deception, my dear brothers. The pleasures and leisures of this world, my dear brothers, are nothing but a fantasy. This dunya, the satisfaction or the happiness and the leisures and the pleasures this dunya give us is nothing but a fantasy, my dear brothers. A person in this world, the joys he experiences in this world is very, very short-lived. It is very, very short-lived. A person today, one day a person, is experiencing the joy of the birth of the child, and the very next day the person is grieving over the loss of some loved one. Today the person is tasting the sweetness of being newly married, and tomorrow the person is tasting the bitterness of divorce and breakup of marriage. Today the person is counting his profits and his gains, but in a short while the person is now burdened with losses and burdened with death. A person lives in this dunya, my dear brothers. A person drives out that brand new car from the showroom, that brand new BMW. This is the pride of his life, his prized possession. He drives it home. He goes home, parks it in his yard. He begins to take photos of his car. He just stares at this well and finely built machine. But not long thereafter, my dear brothers, before that warranty runs out, before the motor plan runs out, now that person is desperate. What was his prized possession? Now he's desperate to get rid of it. And if he has to keep it till after motor plan runs out, and one minor repair the person has to spend on, and he sees the exorbitant bill for that one minor repair, what was his prized possession? What was his pleasure in this world? Now he sees it as a big burden. The person, my dear brothers, how amazing it is, and how deceptive this world is. A person, we fight for our lives throughout from our young days, throughout our middle ages. As we grow up, we are fighting for life. We are clinging on to life. A person will go to the best of doctors, as much as he can afford, the best surgeon, the best doctors, clinging on to life. But then the day comes when the man hits 80, he hits 90, and now he is tired of life. And now that very same person for 80 years of his life was clinging on to life, trying to save his life, protecting his life, now the person says, I'm very tired. Now I want to go. Better Allah Ta'ala takes me from this world. I know old people, my dear brothers, who lie in bed every day, and they make dua to Allah Ta'ala, oh Allah Ta'ala, please better you take my life, I'm tired of this dunya. This is the deception of this world, my dear brothers. And this deception causes one to forget Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. It destroys a person. حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا رَأْسُ كُلِّ خَطِيئَةٍ. The love of this dunya, the greed of this dunya, the lust for dunya, being enchanted by the things of this dunya, this is the root cause for a person to violate the commands of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, to break the commands of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, to forget Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. But my dear brothers, there is a life that is coming. There's a life that is coming. Like unlike the short world, the short life of this world, that life is everlasting, never ending. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. Everlasting. There's a life that is coming, my dear brothers. Unlike the deceptive life of this world, وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ. Allah says, true life, not a deceptive life, not a lie, the true life is the life of akhirat. That Allah is giving, such a day is coming to us, my dear brothers, wherein we will experience, unlike the temporary leisures and pleasures of this world, a time is coming when we will have na'imun la yanfad. Pleasures, ecstasy, enjoyment that will last forever and forever and forever. My dear brothers, our life in this world is very, very short. Time is going by. Akhirat is coming. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is waiting for us to come to Him. My dear brothers, our life in this world is going by. It is a fleeting world. Has it ever crossed our mind? That every morning we wake up, we think that I'm going to school, I think that I'm going to university, I think that I'm going to my job, I think I'm going to my work, but in reality, every morning we are waking up only to see out another day of our life and move closer and closer to our akhirat. And every night when we go to bed, my dear brothers, what is the reality of us closing our eyes at night? What is the reality? We have just seen out another phase, another day of our lives. Hasan Basri rahmatullahi say, Ya Ibn Adam, innama anta ayyam. Oh Ibn Adam, you say you're an alim. You say that you're a doctor. You say that you're an engineer. You say you are this, you are this, you are that. in reality your entire reality, existence is only but a few days. Every day that passes, one part of you is gone, never to return. Like a prisoner, my dear brothers, like a prisoner. And subhanAllah, how profound are the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ad-dunya sijnul mu'min. Dunya is the prison of the believer. This is not the life of the believer. A prisoner wakes up every morning in his cell, in an overcrowded cell, or the 2 by 2 meter cell. He wakes up every morning, and he has fully realized that this is not the life for me. This is not the life that is worth living. And my only objective in this prison is now to survive, to see out my sentence, to see out my days in this prison, so that I can now move out of this prison and go into the outside world and experience some sort of reality of life. My dear brothers, Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali, Ajib, during his period there was a famine that broke out, or there was a plague that broke out in India. And many people were passing away. And Hazrat Rahmatullah saw the fright of the people, the terror of the people, how attached they are to this dunya, and how they are clinging to this dunya, and how frightened they are to move to the akhirat, to move to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he wrote a kitab in which he addressed this issue, that his life is very, very temporary. That Ala inna dunya khuliqat lakum. That the dunya has been put at your feet to take from it as much as you need. But you have not been created for this world. You have been created for akhirat. And Hazrat Rahmatullah gave this kitab a very, very ajeeb name. This name of the kitab itself has so much of lesson in it. He called the kitab Shauq-e-Watan. Shauq-e-Watan. A person's desire for his true homeland. Shauq-e-Watan. A person's desire for his true homeland. This dunya is not our hometown. It is not our home city. It is not our homeland. Akhirat. Akhirat is our homeland. We came from Jannah. We came from Jannah and we are going back to Jannah. That is our homeland. How many times we've heard the hadith? Kun fid dunya ka annaka gharib o abiru sabil. Live in this dunya like you are a stranger, a foreigner. Many of our foreign brothers we have here, only due to circumstances. Many of them are only here due to circumstances. In their hearts are still paining for their homeland. They want to return to their homeland, to be with their parents, to be with their siblings, to be with their families. Only because of circumstances they are here. They have a yearning in their heart to go back to their homeland. Or abiru sabir, or like a traveler. Which traveler? That traveler, my dear brothers, who has traveled. He has been away from home for the last month. Now he is yearning to return home. He is yearning to see his parents again, to see his wife again, to see his children again, to see his family again. He has that strong yearning in his heart. The person even gone for Hajj or Umrah. And now his Hajj and Umrah is over. His Hajj and Umrah is now over. And now he is departing from Makkah Mukarramah. And he's going towards the airport. After not seeing his family for 1 month, now that yearning in his heart, that now my journey, I'm not concerned about where I go. What happens now? Now I just want to get back to my homeland. I just want to get home. Even the glitz and glamour of Dubai airport with all the brands that are there will not distract the person from what his objective, where he is aiming, where he is going. He's yearning to go back. He's yearning to go back to his homeland. Jannat is our homeland, my dear brothers. Each one of us, we need to create in us this yearning to go back to the homeland and not be swept off our feet and not be deceived by the temporary nature and the deceiving nature of this world, my dear brothers. This is our homeland. Jannat is our homeland. My dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a very, very short time in this world. This world we have come in for a very, very short period. From our entire existence, the shortest period of our world, before Allah Ta'ala created us, my dear brothers, Only Allah knows how many centuries we lived in Alimur Al-Alamul Arwah, the realm, the world of souls. Only Allah knows how long we lived there. And then, my dear brothers, when we will close our eyes in this world, Allah knows how long we will live in Alamul Barzakh, the period between this world and the year after. Only Allah knows. We go to the Qabristan and we see some of those tombstones and we realize that this person spent more time in the ground than on top of the ground. He spent more time in the earth than on the earth. But the shortest period of our existence, my dear brothers, is this dunya. 60, 70 years. But is the most critical part of our lives. It is the most important part of our existence. What happened before we came into this world, when we were mere souls, absolutely counts for nothing. After we have passed on, now it is too late, the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already passed. But what we will do in this dunya? How much will we yearn for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How much will we yearn to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why does a believer yearn to go back to his homeland? Why does he yearn to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It's because he's waiting, anticipating and hoping for the never-ending mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is waiting for us to come to him so that Allah ta'ala can show us his mercy. Allah created us to have mercy upon us. Allah never ever created us to punish us. Allah is not waiting to punish us. Allah is waiting to have mercy upon us. It is us ourselves who invite the wrath and the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah ta'ala only wants to show us mercy when we leave this world, my dear brothers. What kind of mercy? What kind of rahmat? Such rahmat that will make us forget the toils of this world. That will make us forget the misery of this world. That will make us forget the difficulties and the hardships of this world. Mentioned in the Hadith Sharif, on the day of Qiyamah, the person who had suffered the most in this world, suffered the most in this world, never had anything of this world, beaten, kicked from pillar to post, ridiculed in his life, saw no happiness in this life, saw no goodness in this life, he will be brought before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah ta'ala will command this person to just be taken and just dipped in Jannah. Just for a second, dipped in Jannah. And then this person will be taken out and brought back again before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now Allah will ask this person, "Oh my banda, you saw difficult, did you ever see any difficulty in this world?" But this person, because what he saw in his homeland of Jannah, the mercy of Allah ta'ala he saw there, the na'im, the bliss of Jannah, the everlasting happiness of Jannah, because he had seen all of this, the mercy of Allah ta'ala made him forget all his difficulties, all his hardships in this world, my dear brothers. Allah is waiting to have mercy upon us. People will be thinking, my dear brothers, how do we get this yearning for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How do we get this rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Some of us will be thinking, my dear brothers, that the way I am in my life right now, I've gone too far from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I've drifted too far from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The net of sins that I am caught up in will never ever let go of me. There is no way I am getting out of this. This is where we make the mistake, my dear brothers. No matter what we have done, no matter what sin we are embroiled in, no matter how far we have gone from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inna rahmati ghalabat ghadabi. Allah says, my rahmat is far beyond my anger. My rahmat is far beyond my adab. No person can ever think he's gone too far from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Arja ayatin fil Quran. Ulama say the ayat of the Quran that creates the greatest hope in us mu'mineen, in us believers. Kul ya ibadiyya alladheen asrafu ala anfusihim. Oh my banda, oh my slave. For the person in this world to be called the slave of somebody else is a disgrace. But Allah to call us his slave is an honor. Allah addresses us with honor. Kul ya ibadi, O my slaves, O my banda, O my beloved servants, alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim, those who have wronged themselves. You have gone far from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are trapped in a life of sins. My sins have caught up with me. I'm living a life of sin. I see no way out of it. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Never lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is there to forgive us. Arja hadithin. One of the hadith that create the greatest hope in a person. Hadith Qudsi. Allah's Nabi Sallam says, that Allah Ta'ala says, Ya Bani Adam, O Bani Adam, if your sins are so much, if you have to come to me, and your sins are so much, that it reaches the clouds in the sky. Entire dunya full of sins, reaching up until the clouds. But you come to me with a repentant heart. You come to me looking for my mercy. You come to me with great hope in my mercy. With great hope in my forgiveness. Allah says, I will wipe out all your sins. Wala ubali. And you will not even be concerned about it. I will not even remind you about it. I will not even talk about it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting to forgive us, my dear brothers. We need to have that yearning. Man ahabba liqa'a Allah, ahabba Allah liqa'ahu. That person who loves and lives in this dunya, but he's anxious, he's waiting to meet Allah. He's waiting to go to this mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's waiting to return to his homeland of Jannah. Allah is waiting for that person. Ulama mentioned, what is the meaning of liqa'a Allah, loving to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is the meaning of this? That a person passes away having hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Having good thoughts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thinking that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will treat him kindly. This person, when he has these good thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah reciprocates. And Allah ta'ala treats his banda in the way that the person took Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to create this yearning in our hearts, my dear brothers, to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to go to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brothers, some of us will be thinking, how do I create this yearning? How do I create this yearning? You know, our respected Shaykh Muhammadul Haq Maqdas Abdan Barakatum, on many, many occasions he reminds us. He says, what we need to become is Talib Sadiq. We need to have Talib Sadiq. Talib Sadiq means that a person, no matter where he is in life at the moment, no matter how far he is gone, he has some hope and he has a desire that in his heart, I know I have gone far away, I know I have drifted, but I want to become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to shake off my sins. I want to give up a life of sins. I have that desire. I have that want. That is called Talib Sadiq, my dear brothers. Shaitan will never ever want you to have an intention to change, my dear brothers. As we sit here right now, in this blessed month, in this blessed night, my dear brothers, each one of us sitting here, no matter where we are in life, no matter how far we have gone from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sit here and make the intention that I want to change my life. I want to turn around my life. No matter what goes on in my life, I want to turn around my life. I want to change my life. Shaitan hates nothing more than to let a person who he has out of his clutches. Shaitan will tell you, how are you going to give it up? That leisure, that enjoyment, that pleasure that you're getting, that excitement, ecstasy you're getting out of this haram, from that haram girlfriend, and from that drugs, and from that pubbing and clubbing, the ecstasy you are getting, where are you going to find it anywhere else? Shaitan will stop us from making that intention. But we have a talab sadiq, a true intention. Come clean with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, enough is enough, Allah. Allah, I've gone very far. But oh Allah, I want to become closer to you. I want to change my life. I want to become righteous. I want to become pious. I want to live by your commands, Allah ta'ala. I want to die by your commands. How many times you've heard about the famous incident, the famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about the same talab sadiq. This talab sadiq will carry a person. When a person is determined for something, then according to his determination, Allah ta'ala will give him. The more determined we are to become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more Allah ta'ala will pull us towards Him and pull us towards His muhabbat, my dear brothers. That hadith sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's Nabi sallam mentioned, there was a person in the past who killed 99 people. Murder is one of the worst sins a person can ever commit. A person committed 99 murders, not one but 99 murders. Allah says that person who kills one person is like he has killed all of mankind. This person didn't kill one person, he killed 99 people. How far he must have thought himself to be from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then the talab came in his heart, that I want to get rid of the life of sin. I want to shake off my sins. I want to turn over a new leaf. I want to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want my Allah. So he goes to a person, and he asks the person, that tell me, I have committed these sins, 99 murders. Is there any chance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive me? You know, they say, when you are asking people about the Christians of your deen, ask the right people. Previously, the emphasis should be on the word right, the right people. Today we have to emphasize the word right and the word people. With the advent of artificial intelligence and the advent of Google, where people today are taking their deen from artificial intelligence. This deen has come to us, my dear brothers, from men who had hearts in their chests that were pumping with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And deen will only survive not through artificial intelligence, not through searches on Google. Deen will only exist, my dear brothers, by having a heart that is pumping with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why we ask the matters of our deen, ask the right people. So this person asked the wrong person, I've committed the sins, is there any chance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ever forgive me for my sins? This person says, no way, 99 murders, no way. You have no chance Allah will forgive you. So this person made him despondent of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when he made him despondent of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, well, what's the use even trying? He even murdered this person, making a century, killing 100 person. But still that talab sadiq was there in that heart, that desire, that want to change his life, that want to become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he went to a right person, he went to a pious person, and he asked that person, that is there any way Allah ta'ala can forgive me? La taqnatu min rahmatillah, never lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This person says, yes, Allah is forgiving. Allah is ghafoor, Allah is raheem, Allah is wadood, Allah is loving, Allah is caring, Allah is kind, Allah will forgive you. All you have to do now, my brother, is leave this town that you are living in. Come out of this environment of sin. And go to a certain place where people spend the day and night worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go there and stay amongst them until your last day, and inshallah Allah ta'ala will forgive you. When your eyes will close, Allah ta'ala will be waiting for you with His mercy and His rahmat. This person now sets off in this direction, going there. Along the way, he passes away. When a person has talab sadiq, Allah will make a plan for the person. He takes the first step towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala will come running towards that person. He'll reach out towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He'll stretch his hand out towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala will take hold of the person. Allah will make a plan for the person, as long as the intention is clean. The intention is true, that Allah, I want to change. I want to change Allah. The person's intention is lying dead on the pathway. Now the malaika of rahmah come, and the angels of azab come, and now they are fighting over the soul of this person. The malaika of azab says, this person is a murderer. 100 people he killed. Of course we're taking him with us to Jahannam. And the malaika of rahmah, say, this person had talab sadiq. He had the true desire to change his life. He was heading towards Allah's mercy. He was on his way towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. And Allah ta'ala took his soul. He's deserving of the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends a third angel who comes there and becomes an arbitrator between these two groups of angels. Allah ta'ala tells, the angel tells him, measure the distance between the city that he was coming from to where he passed away, and measure the distance from the place where he passed away to the city that he was heading to seek the forgiveness of Allah ta'ala, to get the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah commands the city that he's heading to come closer. When the talab sadiq is there, Allah will make the plan. Allah will help us. Allah will take us into his arms. Allah instructed the city that he was coming from to go a little further. This person is measured and is found to be one shibr, one handspan closer to the place that he was heading to. Because of his talab sadiq, he hadn't got there. He wasn't, had not reached there as yet. Allah took his life, he had the talab sadiq. Allah Ta'ala took his life, my dear brothers, and Allah Ta'ala admitted this person to his rahmat. Allah's rahmat is for every one of us, my dear brothers. My dear brothers, time is running out. I don't want to take too long. This is not a night to be talking too much. Rather, it's a night to put our knees before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The blessed month of Ramadan is coming to an end, my dear brothers. What is this Ramadan? What is this fasting? What is this sawm? What is this staying away from things that are normally halal for us? What is this long nights in Taraweeh Salah? What are the early mornings in Tahajjud and crying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is the tilawat of Quran for? What is the mu'takif sitting in i'tikaf for? What are they looking for? What do they want? What are they searching for? They are searching for something that is very, very great. It is not a futile exercise. It's not a futile ritual that year in, year out we go through. When the month of Ramadan comes and we pitch up in the masjid, and when the month of Ramadan leaves and we also leave, it is not an empty, it is not a some sort of ritual or some sort of custom that we go through. Rather, a person is looking for something very, very. What is he looking for? He is looking to get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart, my dear brothers. My dear brothers, this heart Allah Ta'ala has given every single human being is an amazing thing. This heart can have many things in it, but still the heart can be void, can have a void in it. It can have an emptiness in it, but yet the heart can have nothing of this world in it, but have one Allah, just one thing in it, have Allah in it, and the heart will feel a sense of fulfillment and satisfaction and happiness and ecstasy that nothing of this world can ever give to the person. Today we are carried away, my dear brothers, we are carried away by the false enjoyments of this world. And I specifically use the word enjoyment, happiness. Today we are confusing two things. One is enjoyment and happiness, and one is satisfaction and contentment. This dunya will give you enjoyment. This dunya will give you some sort of excitement. This dunya will give you a kick now and then. The person on a Saturday night with a beautiful woman who is haram for him in some club dancing, this person is enjoying himself. He is enjoying himself. He is experiencing some sort of happiness. But that very same person, my dear brothers, because he has filled his heart with things besides Allah, for the lust of this world, the lust of the haram things of this world, the next morning ask that person, let alone his hangover, let alone him feeling he's been run over by truck, my dear brothers, the emptiness that he will feel in his heart can never be described. The void that he will feel in his heart can never be described. Emptiness, a void in his heart. The person will feel so empty that he will begin to question the reason for his existence. He feels that there is no reason for me to be existing any longer. Be existing any longer, and the person may even become suicidal. The false hopes of this world, the false enjoyments of this world will leave a void in the heart. We'll have many things of this dunya in our heart, but still the heart will be empty. But the person, when you have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart, my dear brothers, when you have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart, then you'll have such satisfaction, such contentment. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. This true satisfaction and contentment which every person is so desperately wanting, every person is also desperately searching for, is only found in the source of all contentment and the source of all satisfaction, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This month of Ramadan, my dear brothers, this is the purpose. La'allakum tattaqoon. I will become conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will become aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we go through the acts of the month of Ramadan with the great hope that something will go in the heart. Some love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala go in the heart. Some recognition, some awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala go into our heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding, my dear brothers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that this Ramadan becomes a turning point in our lives, my dear brothers. As our respected Shaykh always says, that Ramadan will come and go. Ramadan will come and go. But we do not know if we will be here to see another Ramadan. Laylatul Qadr will come and go, but we do not know if we will get another chance to experience Laylatul Qadr. Ibn Jawzi rahimullah says that if the people of the grave were asked to make one wish only, just one wish, and it be given to them, the people of the grave will wish that how I could only experience one more day of Ramadan to take from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to take from the maghfirat and the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us that and give us. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وصلي على سيدنا محمد كلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث اللهم رحمتك نرجو اللهم رحمتك نرجو اللهم رحمتك نرجو فلا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين وأصلح لنا شأننا كله لا إله إلا أنت لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين لا إله إلا الله نستغفر الله نسأل الله الجنة ونعوذ بالله من النار لا إله إلا الله نستغفر الله نسأل الله الجنة ونعوذ بالله من النار لا إله إلا الله نستغفر الله نسأل الله الجنة ونعوذ بالله من النار O most merciful, most compassionate, most kind Allah. O Allah, most forgiving Allah, most loving Allah, most compassionate Allah. Allah, you are more kinder to us, Allah, than our own parents, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, on this Mubarak night of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it's possibly the night of Qadr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are sitting in your house, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we come to your house as big as Ya Allah. We come to your house as weak and sinful beggars, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we extend our hands before you, Ya Allah. Pleading of you, Allah. With great hope in you, Ya Allah. Great hope in your mercy, Ya Allah. Great hope in your forgiveness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have read in Quran over and over again, Ya Allah, that you are Rahim, Allah. Ya Allah, how many times a day we hear Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Ya Allah. Merciful Allah, compassionate Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. We have great hope in your mercy, Ya Allah. We have great hope in your forgiveness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, on this blessed night, Ya Allah. We are pleading, Ya Allah. We are begging, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have gone very, very far, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have committed so many sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are so sinful, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the worst and most despicable sins we have committed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, yet, Ya Allah, you have been kind to us, Ya Allah. You have been merciful to us, Allah. Allah, you have given us another chance, Ya Allah. You have given us another chance, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this Mubarak night, Ya Allah, we plead for your mercy, Ya Allah. Forgive all our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins, Ya Allah. Forgive our minor sins, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins we committed in the darkness of night, Ya Allah. The sins we committed in the brightness of day, Ya Allah. The sins we committed knowingly, Ya Allah. The sins we committed unknowingly, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive our parents, Ya Allah. Forgive our spouses, Ya Allah. Forgive our children, Ya Allah. Forgive our siblings, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our families, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, have mercy on the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, our love for dunya has destroyed us, Ya Allah. Allah, our racing for dunya has destroyed us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our sins have destroyed us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our sins have decimated us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, today we have become a worker luckless ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the kuffar look down at us with disdain, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, who is there for us beside you, Ya Allah? Man lana siwaka, Ya Rabbi. Ya Allah, who is there for us beside you, Ya Allah? Who can help us beside you, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah, to have mercy upon us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you to have mercy upon you, upon us, Ya Allah. Allah, we know that, Allah, because of our sins, that we are not deserving of your mercy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but end of the day, Ya Allah, we are the ummah of you. We are the ummah of your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, because of your love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah, have mercy on his ummah, Ya Allah. Have mercy on his ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, for how long is this dark night going to continue, Ya Allah? The ummah is being battered, Ya Allah. The ummah is being decimated, Ya Allah. The ummah is being destroyed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties of the ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, brothers and sisters around the world, Ya Allah. In Gaza, Ya Allah. How much of suffering, Ya Allah. How much of suffering, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, how long will the suffering go on, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, you do not love zulm, Ya Allah. You have promised upon the tongue of your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And every word that came on the tongue of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was true, Ya Allah. That you will definitely answer the call of a mazloom, Ya Allah. These people are mazloom, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they are oppressed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help them, Allah. Remove their suffering, Ya Allah. Wherever else the Muslims in the world are suffering, Ya Allah, remove the difficulties of the ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they do not have clothing, Ya Allah. You clothe them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, their homes have been bombed, Ya Allah. You give them homes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they have nothing to eat, nothing to drink, Ya Allah. You provide for them, Ya Allah, from sources unknown, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it easy for them, Ya Allah. Remove their difficulties, Ya Allah. Have mercy on the small children, Ya Allah. Have mercy on the elderly, Ya Allah. Have mercy on the widows, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, have mercy on ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, on this Mubarak night, Ya Allah, we are coming clean with you, Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we are admitting and we are confessing, Ya Allah. Ham iqrari mujrim here, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we confess that we are wrong, Ya Allah. Allah, we are asking you to forgive us, Ya Allah. Allah Ta'ala, we are asking you, Ya Allah, that we live a life of contentment, of happiness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us in the difficulties of this world, Ya Allah. The hardships of this world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from hospitals, Ya Allah. Save us from prisons, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from all difficulties, Ya Allah. Remove the debt that those are debt. Them, Ya Allah, remove their debt, Ya Allah. Those that are sick and ailing, Ya Allah, give them shifa, Ya Allah. Whatever difficulty we are suffering, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you know exactly what each person sitting here has in his heart, Ya Allah. You know what each person out there has in his or her heart, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you know the problems, the worries of each person, Ya Allah. You know the anxiety and the stress of each person, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, for you to give every person what he asks of you, Allah Ta'ala, is absolutely nothing, Ya Allah. Your treasures are unlimited, Ya Allah. Your treasures never come to an end, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us live a life of iman, Ya Allah. Following the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Bring that sunnah into our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us pass the dirty and filthy statement that is only sunnah. Taraweeh is only sunnah. This is only sunnah. And that is only sunnah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, what happened to the tears of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the blood of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sweat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So much is sacrificed for us, Ya Allah, for us to say today that is only sunnah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring that sunnah to our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us live with the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, when you pass away tomorrow, Ya Allah, death is definitely coming, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there is no certainty in this life, Ya Allah. The only thing that is certain in this life is death, Ya Allah. Allah, mort is coming, Ya Allah. We are running on borrowed time, Ya Allah. Mort is coming, Ya Allah. We are beg of you, Ya Allah, that when the time comes for our mort, Ya Allah, take us away from this dunya in a way that you are happy with us, Ya Allah. That you are pleased with us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us pass away while we are committing some filthy, ghastly sin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't take us away in a disgrace manner, Ya Allah. Take us away in a way that you are happy with us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, tomorrow in the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah, we beg of you, Ya Allah, to give us our book of deeds in our right hands, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our good deeds outweigh our evil deeds, Ya Allah. Give us a drink from Hawd al-Kawthar, from the Mubarak hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, without any reckoning, Ya Allah, give us Jannah, Ya Allah. Allah, we ask you for Jannah, Ya Allah, not because we feel that we are deserving of Jannah, Ya Allah, but we ask you for Jannah, Ya Allah, because of your mercy, Ya Allah. Looking at your mercy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make the dunya easy for us, Ya Allah. Make the akhirat easy for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all the goodness that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for us, Ya Allah, bless us that goodness, Ya Allah. And whatever evil. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, protect it from Ya Allah. Save us from that evil, Ya Allah. Allahumma antas salam wa minkas salam. Tabarakta rabbana wa ta'ali tayyadal jalali wal ikram. Wa sallallahumma wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina mulana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.